On the other hand, I used to find Paul Tichlorne plunged as deeply into the study of light polarization, diffraction, and interference, single and double refraction, and all manner of strange organic compounds. Transparency, a state or quality of body which permits all rays of light to pass through, he defined for me. That is what I am seeking. Lloyd blunders up against the shadow with his perfect opaqueness, but I escape it. A transparent body casts no shadow. Neither does it reflect light waves. That is, the perfectly transparent does not. So, avoiding highlights, not only will such a body cast no shadow, but since it reflects no light, it will also be invisible. We were standing by the window at another time. Paul was engaged in polishing a number of lenses, which were arranged along the sill. Suddenly, after a pause in the conversation, he said, "Oh, I've dropped a lens. Stick your head out, old man, and see where it went to." Out I started to thrust my head, but a sharp blow on the forehead caused me to recoil. I rubbed my bruised brow and gazed with reproachful inquiry at Paul, who was laughing in gleeful boyish fashion. "Well?" he said. "Well?" I echoed. "Why don't you investigate?" he demanded. And investigate I did. Before thrusting out my head, my senses, automatically active, had told me there was nothing there, that nothing intervened between me and out of doors, that the aperture of the window opening was utterly empty. I stretched forth my hand and felt a hard object, smooth and cool and flat, which my touch, out of its experience, told me to be glass. I looked again, but could see positively nothing. "White quartzose sand," Paul rattled off. "Sodic carbonate, slaked lime, cutlet, manganese peroxide. There you have it. The finest French plate glass made by the great Saint-Gobain Company, who made the finest plate glass in the world, and this is the finest piece they ever made. It cost a king's ransom, but look at it. You can't see it. You don't know it's there till you run your head against it." "Eh, old boy? That's merely an object lesson. Certain elements, in themselves opaque, yet so compounded as to give a resultant body which is transparent. But that is a matter of inorganic chemistry, you say. Very true. But I dare to assert, standing here on my 2 feet, that in the organic I can duplicate whatever occurs in the inorganic. Here." He held a test tube between me and the light, and I noted the cloudy or muddy liquid it contained. He emptied the contents of another test tube into it, and almost instantly it became clear and sparkling. "Or here." With quick, nervous movements among his array of test tubes, he turned a white solution to a wine color, and a light yellow solution to a dark brown. He dropped a piece of litmus paper into an acid, when it changed instantly to red, and on floating it in an alkali, it turned as quickly to blue. "The litmus paper is still the litmus paper," he enunciated in the formal manner of the lecturer. "I have not changed it into something else." "Then what did I do?" "I merely changed the arrangement of its molecules. Where at first it absorbed all colors from the light but red, its molecular structure was so changed that it absorbed red and all colors except blue, and so it goes ad infinitum. Now, what I purpose to do is this." He paused for a space. "I purpose to seek, and to find, the proper reagents which, acting upon the living organism, will bring about molecular changes analogous to those you have just witnessed. But these reagents, which I shall find, and for that matter, upon which I already have my hands, will not turn the living body to blue or red or black, but they will turn it to transparency. All light will pass through it. It will be invisible. It will cast no shadow.